If you're looking for a job, you know you need to have a resume, a cover letter, but what about manners? All of us, well, let me rephrase that. Some of us know what etiquette means. It means we hold doors for others, we say our thank yous, we clean up after ourselves. But did you know there's a whole different kind of etiquette out there? And your job might be depending on it. That's right. It's called business etiquette. And knowing it well can be one of the best ways to improve yourself or your workplace, and it entails a bit more than just saying thank you. Sharing her top tips on Money Talk today, Cindy Seed, who calls herself the world's leading etiquette trainer. Her company is Advanced Etiquette. It's provided both group and individual training in business etiquette for the past 17 years all around the world. First, Cindy, explain to our listeners what the difference is between business etiquette and personal etiquette.
I think business etiquette and everyday etiquette do overlap. Maybe the skills are just slightly different, but how you should say please and thank you doesn't stop from 9 to 5. How you would go through a business lunch and adhere to good table manners doesn't stop. So overall, my belief is that what's great about doing etiquette training, especially in companies, they are really providing a value-added benefit for their staff members that is over and beyond, that will help them have a better quality of life. And again, going full circle, will help reduce stress in the workplace.
So how big is the need for etiquette training?
It really is becoming a global epidemic of how people are getting along in the workplace. And no matter at what level you are, whether you have had been privileged and lucky to have a little bit more training or guidance in these areas or not, what's important is that you have to get everybody pretty much on the same page.
I'm sure that all of our listeners are thinking of their own horror stories, but what are some of the most common workplace blunders?
I think in the workplace, some of the most common questions that come up in our seminars, they always ask, tell me about how people are always talking so loud, especially now we have more the style of having open workspaces, either in cubicles or not even. One of the biggest things is the volume of your conversations. And another one we get is a lot is gossiping. Sharing too much information about other people in the workplace.
All right, let's get a little more specific. Let's start with one of the most stressful parts of every job, the job interview. What are your main tips for a prospective employee?
What's most important before an interview is to do your research, to learn as much as you can about the company and the person with whom you're going to meet, and most of all, how to pronounce that person's name correctly.
Okay, so we've done our preparation, we know the name, but here comes the hard part, the interview itself. Are there some polishing touches that could make a difference?
During the meeting, I think the main thing is never, ever, 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 ever be late. I mean, this is, to me, is like one of the worst things that people can do, and who cares if you do show up 30 minutes early? I think being early is certainly better than being even 1 minute late. When you walk into the office of the interviewer, obviously have that great handshake, eye contact, and smile. But the next tip might be, don't plop yourself down on the first chair you see. That wait for the interviewer to direct you to a chair and then take the seat.
As you teach it, the interview isn't over when you go home, is it? What's the last step?
And lastly, I think at the very end, you've got to send that thank you note. As much as there's been a lot of mixed reviews on thank you notes, I'm a major believer in them still. Handwritten, sent by regular mail. But you are going to be smart enough that as your final comments, if you didn't learn it from the interviewer to say, how soon do you expect to be making a decision on this position?
All right, so let's say you got the job, all right, and you're in the workplace now. When it comes to sharing office equipment, what's the ideal way of doing it to keep friction at a minimum?
when sharing any kind of equipment, whether it's a photocopier or a stapler, you should leave it in as good condition as you found it. So if the photocopier runs out of paper, you got to put some more in before you leave it. But if something goes wrong, is to at least have someone in your firm be designated as the go-to person to get certain things fixed.
The phone rings. Any tips?
Telephones really can make or break how you interact with your clients. So when that phone rings and you answer it, great, and it's a client. Then all of a sudden, a coworker or even your boss walks in. Should you interrupt that call to talk to your boss or not? And the answer is no, because the caller is more important. You can easily just maybe put your client on the hold for a moment and say, oh, Joe, you know, it may take a few minutes. May I get back to your, I'll come over to your office or call you back as soon as I'm off the phone, and leave it at that. And from the flip side, the person who entered the office shouldn't expect that the other person should interrupt their call, not unless it's an emergency.
Well, then there's the modern classic, cell phone. I mean, we might always have our phones on us, but should we pull them out at the office?
My bottom line is, it really should not be used in the office, depending on the kind of position that you have. A cell phone should only be used at breaks and during lunch. It is not something that has any bearing or need to be used during the rest of the day. However, I understand if you're in sales and marketing and you do give out your cell phone number, then yes, it can be treated no differently than your regular phone. And the last point of it is, though, if it is a personal call, you've got to keep all of them short and concise and call them back during a break or during lunch.
Well, then there's the seemingly harmless casual business lunch. What should never be on the menu?
When at a business lunch, I think the best thing is to always scope out the main course first and order something that is going to be easy to handle. So you are not going to order ribs or other kinds of difficult foods, but choose something that's going to be easy to manage so people won't be looking at you and you won't have to be struggling. So that even includes hamburgers, I think, are very difficult to manage. So that is key, and not to order more courses than the others. So wait for your host to direct you as to how many courses you may want to order.
So you say etiquette training can boost a company's bottom line. That's hard to understand. How does that work?
Caring enough about each other and the company to help each other succeed. Because once everybody succeeds, you have a happier work environment. You have a happier work environment, you have less days off. People don't play sick because they can't stand going to work. Reduces the health care costs and gives forth the more productivity, right, and more creativity. Simple please and thank you every so often, and a good pat on the back can make all the difference in the world.
So bottom line, manners means money for employers and for potential and current employees. A big thank you to Cindy Seed of Advanced Etiquette for talking to us about this, and to producer Eric Janeco for his hard work. This is something you don't often think about, but it's subtle and it makes a big difference. So, well, stick around.